he would not be chayiv korbs.
The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Pshana Mishnah, Omar Shmuel, Posel Boso. That that our Mishnah says, if you make this Rikas Adam on the wrong place or the wrong Mizbeach, it's only a psul that you're not allowed to eat the meat. Usually the loch is the Zerika, but to make a kosher Zerika, it does two things. First of all, it makes the kaporo, the owner has his kaporo, and secondly, it's mat the Bosa Bechilo. Now the Kahanim or the Bailam, whatever the lochas are allowed to eat the meat. So that our Mishnah says, if you make a Zerika in the wrong place, so Shmuel says it only means posel boso, that the kohen is not allowed to eat the meat. Vobailam neschapru. But the first halacha of the Zerika, that it makes a kapora for the owner, that you still have? A kapora you still have. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yani nosativ lechem al ha-mizbeach lechaper, that I gave you the mizbeach for a kapora. So we dash in kivu and shegi adam lemizbeach. As soon as the blood of a korban reaches the mizbeach, mashm any place on the mizbeach and any mizbeach, nischapru b'alim. Right away the owner has his kapara. So therefore the kapara is chal as soon as the dam reaches the mizbeach. Even though it's the wrong part of the mizbeach, the wrong mizbeach, still the kapara took place. But gemara ihochiv so, what's pshat Mishnah then? Ihochiv so, bosanami? The Zerika helps for the kapara, so for sure the Zerika should help for the bosa, to say you're allowed to eat the meat. So Mar says, no, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Lechaper, says, Vanino, Sativ Lechem, Al HaMizbech Lechaper. So we darshin Lechapor in the Sativ. That we have this drosha, any place on the Mizbech is okay, that's only for kapara, that the owner has his forgiveness from the korban. But for Leila Dovracha, not for anything else. For anything else, for eat the meat, then we say, this Rika did not help, and therefore it's also to eat the meat. So where's the Alma? What do we see? What do we see? What are, where Shmuel's learning Pshat now, Mishnah is Alma Ksavar, Shaloi Bim Koimai Kim Koimai Domi. That even though the Dam ended up in the wrong place, the wrong part of the Mizbeach, but what's Negeyah to the Alocha of the Dam of the Kapora of the Bailam is called Kim Koimai. It's called the good Kapora. So Mar says, let's say Tanan. We learned in the next parak, Tanan v'yiduch perik. We learned in the next parak like this: Nos nuala keves. The Kohen took the dam and made his rikas adam on the plank of the mizbeach on the keves, or else on the mizbeach itself, but shloik negel yisoid, on a place again on the east south corner, which is postal for zrika. That's where the Kohen made his rika, or else nos nesanistin lamato lamalo. The dam that's supposed to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, they put on the top part of the Mizbeach. Or else the opposite way. The Esanistin Lamala Lamata, the part of the dam that's supposed to be on the top part of the Mizbeach, they put on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Or else the Esanistin Bifnim Achutz, the dam that's supposed to be on the inside Mizbeach, they put on the outside Mizbeach. Or else the Esanistin Bachutz Bifnim, the dam that's supposed to be on the outside Mizbeach, they put on the inside Mizbeach. So it says a loch like this later. It says, Im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still some more blood coming out of the animal, so yachzer ha-kosher v'kabel, it says that a kohen kosher should go again and make a new kabbalah. As if l'chur to say, you need a new zrika. So the question is, why do you have to have a new zrika? The question is, v'yisakadat, if you can tell me that you think, you hold, like Shmuel says, that shaloi bim koimai kim koimai, that even though the dam was put on the wrong place of the mizbeach, but as long as it was put on the Mizbeach, it's called a Zerika. There is a Kaporo. If so, Loma Liyachzer HaKosher V'Kabel. For what purpose did the Kohen make the Kabbalah over again and to make a second time a Zerika? For what purpose? You have the Kaporo already. So myself, like, what do you mean? Techitemim, maybe you tell me Poshid. Lahater Bosa Bechilo. That the purpose is to be Mata the Bosa Bechilo. That's the reason. Techitemim, maybe you tell me Lahater Bosa Bechilo. You want to make a second Zerika, not for the purpose of the Kapora Nechnami, the Kapora you have already. But you want to make a second Zerika for the purpose to be Matat as Bosa, to now the Kohen's not eat the Bosa. So Mar says, no, that can't be. Me eat the Zerika, is there any time that we have a Zerika to Loi Mechaperis, that the Zerika does not help for Kapora, like over here, the Kapora already you have from the first Zerika. So the second Zerika is not going to give any Kapora to the owner. Veshar Yebosa V'Yachilo. And you want to say, still, this is called the Maisa Zerika, that could be Mata, the boss of Achila, The Gemara is only going to throw up shoot that can't be that the Yikar of a Zerika is to give Kaporo. And if this Zerika is not giving Kaporo, it cannot stam come just to be Mater, the boss of Achilo. There's no swear to say that it should come to be Mater, the boss of the Achilo. So our answer is like this, true. When the Sabshan, the next parak is, E Diyoyev Kosher Hochinami. If the first Kabbalah Zerika was done by a Kosher Rakoyin, then you're right. Since that Zerika made a Kaporo, so there's no purpose of doing it over again, like you can't have a second Kaporo, and the second Zerika would not help anything more, would not be Mata the boss of Achilo. So you're right, then there'd be no purpose in making a second Zerika. But Hocho B'mayas Kinyon, you know what we're talking about over here? The Yoyve Posel. We're talking about here that the first Zerika was done with a Kohen Posel. So it's not called a Zerika at all. Therefore here this Zerika does not even make a Kaporo. Therefore it's good why it says later that the Eitzer is trying to make a second Kabbalah, and with that make a Zerika Saddam, and then you'll have both your Kapora and your Heter Bachila. But in our Mishnah, when you made the first Zerika, that Zerika is Mechaper, and a Chanami, it would not help to make a second Zerika to be Mata the boss of Yachila. Now the more is the question, if so, for Lehevei Dochui, like if you tell him now the case of the next parak is, that first the Kohen that was Posel made a Zerika Saddam. He's saying the eighth Zerika, they should make a new Kabbalah and a new Zerika. So the question is, are you allowed to make another Zerika? It should be Dochui. I mean, since the Kohen Posel made the Zerika, that should pass all the Dam. It should be a Posel of Korban. The Tanan, we learned later, V'kulo and Shekiblu, anytime a Kohen made a Kabbalah, Chutz Lezmanoi, with the Machshava, to eat the Korban at the wrong time, the Machshava's Pigul, or else the Chutz Lezmanoi, to eat it at the wrong place. So he made a Kabbalah with a psul machsh with psul pigul. So it says in yesh dam hanefesh yachzor kosher v'kabel. If there's still some dam left over in the animal, so let a kosher kohen come now make a Kabbalah. So first case was that a kohen psul made the Kabbalah with a psul pigul. So his machshav is not pasul. So therefore we say that a kosher kohen should come and make another Kabbalah and finish off the avodah. But the diuk is kiblu in, only because the first kohen that was posel only made a Kabbalah. So there, even though he had a wrong machshava, there it is not posel. But mashma zorkaloi, if the first kohen would have even made the zrika, even though he's a kohen posel, still considered like an avodah psula was done, and that would posel the whole korban, that we'd not be able to do it over again. Does he just such a swar of dichoy that if a posel a kohen makes the zrika, that's it, he posels the korban? My time was, what's the reason? Lav mishum dehevi dochi. Isn't this the svar of dichoy? That since Lamaisa Apostle Kohen made the zrika, that's it. He like pasled the korban and made a psali, cannot do it over again. Samuel says, no, that's not the pshat of here. I'll tell you mishum the pasul the machshava. The reason why it be pasul there was maybe because the Kohen had the wrong machshava. He had a machshava's pigul here. So that's why here, if the pasul Kohen will make a zrika with a machshava's pigul, it would pasul the korban. Maybe only because the Kohen had a machshavas pigul. He thought now b'shastas rika teed at the wrong time. But in our case, where he did not think the wrong machshav here would not be a dichud. The person says, if that's the pshat yachi yisal kabbalah nami, then why only by zrika does it pasul, even by kabbalah also? If the psul is costed as a machshav, b'shast kabbalah, he could also have a machshav psula. See, if the Kohen had the wrong machshav b'shast kabbalah, it should also pasul. Like, what should be the difference between kabbalah or zrika? The yoit, secondly, is there any psul pigul here? Mi poslo machshav, if the Kohen is posul, the yom arav arav says the klal is ein machshav amuelis, ela b'misha roi le yavoida. A Kohen, when he does the avoida, his machshav could only pasul if he's roi to do the avoida, if he's fit, he's not a posul, he's a kashero. Over dova roi le avoida, over mokam a roi le avoida, has to be a thing that's fit to do the avoida with, and in the right place. See, since the Kohen is posul, the chav is no psul machshav is pigul. So you can't tell me that's the reason why there'll be a dichui of the zrika. It must be just because Tom, a Kohen Posel, made the zrika, that alone makes a dichui. So that's a kasha in our Gemara, and the Mishnah later. So on the Gemara later, the Gemara says, no, loy teimu did not make the diik when it says Kabbalah here. That zorku loyd, if the Kohen would have made the zrika, you cannot do it over again. No, do not make that diik. Would have been the same halacha. Even though a Kohen Posel made the zrika, still you could do it over again. Elena make the deal like this, shochat loy, that after shochet, If he made the shechita with the machshavas pigul, that's it. That passes the korban, and he cannot do it over again. And my kumashim, what's the chiddush then? The poslo machshava. That even though the kohen is a poslo, but since he's kosher to make the shechita, like the loch with even a zar can make the shechita. So since even a zar can make the shechita, whoever makes the shechita, if he has a machshavas pigul, if he makes the shechita on the korban, he thinks that the achiva should be done the wrong time, the wrong place. That makes the psul of pigul. So then the korban is posel, and tnina, like we learned, the figure therefore hain psulim b'machshava, that a zar or posel koyin b'shastra shchita, if he has a machshava is pigli kapatzel the korban. So who, like what's the chiddush? We learned this already. So Gemara says how kamash, when the chiddush is then the mikabol v'elech loy posel machshava. My time into the rova. Even a postle could make a machshav as pigul. That's because he's fit to make the shechita. But nikabolu v'ilah, that you need a coin and a kosher a coin. If the coin is posel, he does not pass over machshav. But that's the chiddush, like Rava says, that a machshav melas al mishurol avoida. That is such a psul machshav by kabonis. That's only if a coin is fit to do the avoida. A coin that's kosher to do the avoida, b'shas to do the avoida. If he has the wrong machshav, that would take a posel the korban. And then Echnami, that's why it's a kosher kohen. But it's not to say he's a postle kohen. That is machshava, is not possible. That's pshati, even since a postle kohen even made this rika, or made the kabbalah, so what? You could do it over again, because a postle kohen did it, it's not called anything. So therefore, we do not say dichui. Since it was only done through a postle kohen, that's not called an avoida, therefore could be done over again. The other more says, Meisve, I ask you a question. Says Allah will have later chi shev liten es anis nin lamalo lamata. When the kohen was doing the avodas hazrika, he had in mind liten to put hanis nin lamalo, what's supposed to be put on top of the chut hasig, on top of the mizbeach lamata, on top of it. And so by now a kohen kosher, Rashi says, or liten, as this Rashi says, better still, that sher shochat b'shash shchita oy kibulei holich. He had machshav b'shas he did these avoidis. Amnas lizrik hazrika shtedim koymoi. Amnas to make the zrika not in the right place on the mizbeach, but on a different place of the mizbeach. So this is a loch of chishav liten esanistin lamalo lamati. He had a machshav b'shas shchito to make the zrika, which is supposed to be done lamalo lamato. Well, the opposite way, lamato lamalo. Liyalta kosher. As long as you have in mind to do it today, the right time, so the avoid is too kosher. Lemocha posle, if you have a mind to do it tomorrow, that's the machshava chusles manoi, that makes pigul, that's machshava posle. Chozal v'chishev, let's say if we have this first machshava, the machshava that's still kosher, you had a machshava just to make this rika lemalo lemata shloibim kaimoi, but the right time, then the second